910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. There is a major snowstorm headed east. Washington, D.C. shut down for the most part today. As much as a foot of snow could fall there. ABC's Rachel Scott with more on what's happening in the nation's capital.
Well, it's a snow day for just about everybody here in Washington, D.C., but not for Congress. By federal law, Congress must come into session today. They are on track and set to count the electoral votes, certifying the election results for President-elect Donald Trump. Presiding over it all will be his own former rival, Vice President Kamala Harris, her constitutional duties.
Today is the four-year anniversary of the January 6th Capitol insurrection and has been declared a national security event. President Biden heads to New Orleans today, site of the deadly New Year's truck ramming that left 14 people killed, the first lady traveling with him. The president moving to block the sale of U.S. steel to Japan's Nippon Steel, and now both companies are suing, saying the move was political. The White House says the move was for security reasons. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly with WBZH News. Your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WBZH website at buzzofthenorth.com. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. A projection from the Wisconsin Department of Administration found that the state's population is expected to decline over the next 25 years. According to the report, Department of Administration officials expect a population loss of about 200,000 people by 2050. Researchers evaluated decreasing fertility rates and an increasing average age of the state population. Rusk, Polk, and Price counties are among those expected to suffer the largest population declines, ranging from 22% to nearly 28%. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is seeking public comments on a grant project application to support ATV and UTV mapping and communication. According to a press release, the program would support projects that acquire and maintain statewide digital information application software for ATV and UTV riders, as well as adding more communication equipment and producing more maps. That information would provide riders with essential safety and regulatory information. Public comments will be accepted until January 31st. A Cumberland man accused of leading Rice Lake police officers on a chase that reached speeds of 100 miles per hour has agreed to a plea deal. According to court documents, 18-year-old Daniel Carrillo Graniel was charged with attempting to flee an officer over the summer. As part of the deal, Graniel entered a guilty plea to amended charges of failing to stop and was sentenced to probation. The driver of another car in the chase was also charged with possession of a firearm while intoxicated and will appear in court in February. Duluth Mayor Roger Reinhart has announced the selection of a new city administrator. Pending the approval of the city council, Matt Staling will serve as the next city administrator. Staling has previously worked as the city administrator in St. Cloud since 2016 and has local government experience in the Midwest dating back to 1996. He will replace current administrator Dave Montgomery, who has been serving in the role temporarily to assist in the transition of Reinhart's administration and chaired the search committee for his replacement. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
The Packers lose to the Bears. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers lost at home to the Bears 24-22. It's the first time in 6 years Matt LaFleur has ever lost a game to Chicago, and he confessed calling a timeout with 15 seconds left to play probably helped the Bears get in position to kick a winning field goal.
And then at the end of the game, that's squarely on me. Hindsight's 20/20. I wish I wouldn't have taken the timeout because it gave them obviously way too much time to go down and operate.
The win snapped the Bears' 11-game losing streak to the Packers and helped rookie quarterback Caleb Williams get a win on his first trip to Lambeau Field.
I would say I think five times this season, and those situations didn't go our way, whether it was the Hail Mary or a bunch of other things. Being able to do it this way versus Green Bay, two-minute drive, couldn't ask for a better way.
Up next, the Packers face the Eagles in Philly on Sunday at 3:30 in the wild card playoffs. NBA, the Bucks are on the road tonight against the Toronto Raptors. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 20. North winds will keep our wind chills around 0 degrees today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 5 degrees. A few flurries for Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 15. Wednesday, partly sunny, 13. Currently 2 below 0.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like.
Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
I drew my brother's name one year and we went to the mall and I said, hey, while you're in there, grab me a Christmas card. We're doing the gift exchange later. So he walks upstairs, gets the card, hands it to me. I sign it, Merry Christmas. Love, Pete. And that was my gift to him that I made him pick out, pay for, and retrieve. He's like, you are the laziest, cheapest. It was absolutely beautiful.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwalbe.
On the next Nightlight, I am live from Madison and welcome singer-songwriter Katie Scullin into the studio. Then Matt Miller and I discuss award season and 2025 upcoming movies. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Before we move on from this story, and this, again, is about Tiger moms. And so, you know, Vivek Ramaswamy and others, Elon Musk and others, want to bring pressure on parents, and so they think that what parents should be doing is basically, Calvin, they want to bring pressure on parents. They think that their children have too many freedoms and are socially engaged more than they should be, and that they should basically be regimented into dealing with all of these other things. What many Americans heard when they listened to Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk was no more sports, no more sleepovers, no more fun. They saw Ramaswamy trying to turn Americans into a nation of tiger moms, overbearing, often Asian parents who forced their children to spend endless hours on academics. You know, academic achievement is declining in the U.S., but Ramaswamy identified a real problem. Despite the poor measuring, reading and math scores among American students have been declining for years. Dozens of schools in Chicago and most of the public high schools in Baltimore recently saw none of their students test as proficient in math. China recently began to outpace the United States in the number of STEM, science, technology, engineers, and math. Doctoral degrees awarded to the students suggested that Americans might lose its competitive advantage. Let me say and respond to that in this manner. You know, America has always opened its doors for, you know, the best of the best in this world, you know, scientists, doctors, you know, in all sorts of disciplines. We've always done that. If you walk in, what are we saying? If you walk into any hospital and you look around and you see who many of the doctors are, they're not European Americans. I'm sorry, they're not. They're from all over the world. And does it matter? Does it matter whether the doctor you see or the pharmacist you're dealing with is a European American or not? That's what's at the root of this. It doesn't matter if you are, if you need, and you're sick and you need a doctor, do you care whether the person is European or whether the person's name is Omar? I don't care. And we shouldn't care. As long as there are enough qualified people wherever we get them from, what does it matter? But Calvin, you can't make people, you know, become scientists if that's not what they want to be. And to say that we need to bring pressure, this is, you know, you're talking to somebody who raised three sons. Okay? So I'm a parent. Did I force my sons? I think there's some advantage, Calvin, to young people being socially connected to the world and to other people. Isn't there some value in that?
Well, yeah, it definitely, there is value in that. I think growing up playing sports and hanging out with friends is crucial to being, because you have to interact with people in the real world too. So you need elementary, middle, and high school are times where you learn how to interact with people. But also to say that, I mean, just because these doctors or scientists aren't born in America and they aren't white, if they live in America and are contributing to the yes. American economy, yes. they might as well be American. They are American.
Yes. It's what we've always done. Man, what are we talking about? You know, I mean, this is just nonsense. Bring in whoever you need to bring in. We need all hands on deck. Hey, Mike from Kenosha, good morning to you, my friend. Always good to talk to you, man. Your thoughts?
Hey, thanks. Happy Motown Monday, man.
Yes, sir.
I can't wait for the next song to radiate through the stereo. Hey, couple things real quick. I thought, and I think your conversation here is spot on as far as Tiger parenting and what they're talking about here. And I fully support bringing in, you know, others for talent. But I got to tell you, it has an authoritarian feel to it when they talk about this. And it just seems to me, you know, again, the question we need to ask is, so are we saying that we're incapable, the United States of America is incapable of creating our own talent through our own education system? It apparently sounds like they've given up.
That's true.
You know, and it just seems to me all countries ought to be able to home grow their talent. And if there is a significant, a drop in capabilities, we have to figure out why. I think the easy solution certainly would be to, you know, hop on H-1B visas and all that, and bring them in. But again, who benefits from that cheaper labor is the corporations. Sure, we want their perspective, we want their intelligence, but I got to tell you, I don't want to give up on my own people. I don't want to, you know, give up on my own school districts.
We've got an incoming president who is supporting a person who wants to do away with the Department of Education.
Yep.
So we haven't invested in education in this country, Mike.
That's my point. That's exactly my point. And it should be a red, you know, big flag. You know, if we have to bring in hundreds of thousands aliens in order to fulfill what we need to do just to function as a nation, that's an alarm. And we need to pay attention to that stuff. And when we talk about these problems, offer solutions. I have a very hard time finding any content of any media groups that talk about any solution. It's all divide and conquer nonsense. But again, to me, what we're seeing is they're preparing for their new world order. Their new world order where it's oligarchs rule, they're unaccountable, they're too big to jail, too big to fail, too big to hold to account. And that, to me, anyway, one of, you know, a couple buckets.
Hey, Mike, hang on a second. Hang on a second. Don't hang up. CJ, good morning to you, CJ. Your thoughts?
Good morning, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. Thank God for Tiger Moms. The Department of Education is failing our kids. Only 30% can read at their grade level. So the mere fact that we have to go outside of our country is not surprising. And for you and Kelvin to say, oh, everything's just sweet and candy, yeah, 70% can't read at their grade level. So you think it's okay? Well, thank God for this president says, no, it's not okay. We're not going to say this is the status quo anymore. So if the Department of Education was successful to our kids and parents actually cared enough that their kids graduated with able to read a tape measure, that would be different, but they aren't.
Hang on. Mike, you want to respond to that?
CJ, in my classrooms, when I went to school, I had a goofball sitting in every room, but I also had a superstar sitting in every room. In the same class, in the same year, you know, the public schools are full of, in American culture, and our population is full of superstars that came out of the education system. The problem is, CJ, is we haven't committed to be number one. We haven't committed the resources in order to keep our education at a very high premium level. If you build things that fail, they will. And that's what has happened here, CJ. Privatization is not the solution. Privatization is all about profit. It has nothing to do with the quality of education, CJ. It has to do with making money. We have to get back to the priorities of teaching our children what they need to learn and doing it the right way, not allowing calculators to do simple math. For example, CJ.
So, Mike, hang on. Mike, hang on. CJ, hang on. 855-752-4842. You know, some Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. You can join the conversation.
This is the Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. In November 2022, Michigan voters passed a constitutional amendment enshrining voting protections and expanding ballot access. After the legislature implemented the voters' directive, GOP legislators sued, claiming that only the legislature could make such changes. Proposition 2 mandated 9 days of early voting, protections for voters and election workers from harassment, and a tracking system for absentee ballots. It allowed for the funding of secure drop boxes and the counting of military and overseas ballots if postmarked by Election Day, and several other reforms. conjuring the independent state legislature theory, which argues that the U.S. Constitution allows only legislatures to control election law, 11 Michigan GOP legislators sued. On December 20th, the federal Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed the lower court's denial of the Michigan legislators' claim. But importantly, it did so, saying that while the individual legislators had no standing to bring the case, a full legislature could, leaving the door open a crack. The U.S. Supreme Court mostly dismissed the theory in 2023's Moore v. Harper case, but Justices Thomas, Gorsuch, and Alito appear to be all in on the theory. For the moment, the pro-voter reforms in Michigan are safe, but be watching for the independent state legislature theory to pop up again soon. We have the decision at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This message is sponsored by WiscCaregiver.com. People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? WiscCaregiver.com gets you started. Choose between two great options. Become a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. Training is free, plus earn a $500 bonus. It's easy to start your new career. Learn more at WiscCaregiver.com.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Matt Nair on Air.
All right, welcome back to Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. We're talking about, you know, tiger parents. And, you know, and so, you know, tiger parenting is a form of strict parenting whereby parents are highly invested in ensuring their children's success. Specifically, tiger parents push their children to attain high levels of academic achievement or success in high-status extracurricular activities. And so, listen, Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk clearly saying that this is the way to go, and they want to see a change in the way parents are raising their children and less, you know, social activities and more academic activities. And your thoughts, 855-752-4842. Let's go back to CJ. You want to respond to Mike?
Thanks again, Earl. I think the results speak for themselves.
Did you hear anything Mike said? First off, did you remember Mike talked about the fact that we're now moving education into for-profit? And so it's impacted what is going on in the public schools, which is where the majority of the students go, CJ. And so there have been less resources going into public schools and more children leaving them and going into private schools. Your thoughts? That are being paid by the taxpayers as well.
Yep, but those parents, whether they're tiger parents or not, if the school's failing and they think that's okay, they should be able to take that money that they're paying for that student, their child, and go to a school that actually gets results. And Mike Dozentello talk about the results.
Hey, CJ.
Can't read.
There is no improvement. Hey, CJ. There is no proof that the charter and voucher schools are doing any better than the public schools. Look it up. There's no proof to that.
Well,
none.
Why are they continuing to take their money and run, Earl?
Because they've been led to believe that that's the case. Are you also aware, CJ, that public schools are mandated to educate every child? They don't get to pick and choose like the private schools do. Are you aware of that? No, you're not.
Yes, I am. But again, I had a kid show up on a job site that couldn't read a damn tape measure, Earl. 19 years old, just graduated high school. So you tell me, are we failing our kids?
Hey, CJ, Mike, you want to respond to that?
If a 19-year-old is having, if suddenly discovered that he's got a reading problem, that in and of itself shows that there's a significant problem. That stuff needs to be caught at third grade.
Yes, sir.
Fifth grade, not as a 19-year-old adult, for crying out loud. That's exactly the point. When you privatize education and you defund private schools, the resources go away. They don't stay put. And then you see all these charter schools that are failing at an enormous rates across America. And again, we don't hear about that. But getting back to the point, public schools, you know, there's a lot of superstars, a lot of high-performing people that come out of our public schools. So there's many, many, many success stories. It's absolutely easy to identify the ones that are struggling because they're easiest to identify. But I got to tell you, if we had the same amount of counseling, we had the same amount of resources, and are committed through Head Start programs and other achievement-based education programs for our kids, we would see the results.
Mike.
They haven't. They've been waning. They've been taking away.
Mike, you talk
in education.
Man, you talked about Head Start programs that used to be on, and they used to happen regularly. You know, even what was that called, man? Sesame Street. It was free, right? And so children could watch Sesame Street and learn their basics. It was free in this country, man. Sesame Street is not free anymore. So kids can't even watch those things on television anymore. They have to have, you know, a what do you call those things, Calvin? You know, that you have to pay to see television. I don't know.
Cable?
Yeah. I mean, you got
a subscription.
I mean, those things, we know the impact of what Sesame Street had. It was our nation thought it was that it made sense, and they did. And they paid to make sure that happened, but not anymore. Mike, you're right. They have not invested. And it is an assault, an attack on public education where the majority of the children go. Guys, hang on. 855-75. Thank you very much, Mike, as always. Hang on the phone lines, 855-752-4842. We'll come right to you. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For
For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers is looking to give residents a bigger say in legislation through the new state budget. On Friday, Governor Evers announced his intention to include a mandate in the budget that would require state legislators to consider a constitutional amendment allowing voters to petition for ballot proposals. Residents would be able to petition to repeal existing state statutes or create new ones. Governor Evers had proposed a similar plan after the overturning of Roe v. Wade triggered an abortion ban temporarily. Some Northwest Wisconsin projects will receive funding through the Department of Natural Resources Urban Forestry Grant Program this year. The city of Ashland will receive $25,000 to implement a readiness plan for addressing the spread of the invasive emerald ash borer. The city of Menominee will also receive nearly $23,000 for the restoration of its urban tree canopy. Polk County and the city of Spooner received smaller grant awards for a hazard tree removal project and gravel bed starter tree program. Sawyer County is looking for applicants for the court services and financial assistant position at the county jail. According to county officials, the position will be responsible for assisting in administrative aspects of the jail, including booking, housing, and the release of inmates. The county is looking for applicants with at least a high school diploma or equivalent, as well as experience in administration. Applications can be submitted directly to the Human Resources Office in Hayward or submitted online through the county website. A Gordon man has been charged after allegedly driving under the influence with a child in the vehicle. According to court documents, 43-year-old Randy Goodeal is facing multiple charges, including possession of methamphetamine and operating under the influence with a passenger younger than 16. Goodeal was pulled over by a Rice Lake police officer on Highway 53 after they noticed air fresheners blocking the rearview mirror and tinted taillights. The officer then allegedly found methamphetamines and marijuana during a search. For WBZH News, I'm James Kelly.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. To some people, life is just downtime between superhero movies. Ultra fans of Spider-Man are experiencing that downtime and probably trying to decipher rumors regarding their favorite web-spinning superhero. Andrew Garfield addressed his potential involvement in Spider-Man 4, which is currently in the works. Tom Holland is signed on to the project, but other than that, little else is known. Garfield disappointed his fans and put the kibosh on his potential appearance, telling GQ the only thing that might bring him back one day would be if he had five kids and needed to pay for tuition. Two words for you, Andrew. Community college. Jeremy Allen White is getting high praise for his portrayal of Bruce Springsteen by none other than Bruce Springsteen. The Bear actor plays the boss in the upcoming Bruce-based biopic, Deliver Me From Nowhere. In a recent interview on Sirius XM, Springsteen said not only does he think White is a good actor, but praised his singing as well. Deliver Me From Nowhere will be released sometime in 2025. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Northern Wisconsin weather. I'm Corey Hartman. For today, partly sunny, highs near 20. North winds will keep our wind chills around 0 degrees today. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a low around 5 degrees. A few flurries for Tuesday, otherwise mostly sunny, with a high near 15. Wednesday, partly sunny, 13.
Right now, it's 0.
The Todd Alba Show.
What's going on in Washington today as we move into 2025? Have your antenna up. Don't rely on all the media sources. Just your own wisdom, your own heart, your own gut. Listen to what they're saying about our friends and neighbors and family. Because we innately know these people that we live with every day in our communities. Don't allow words and thoughts to tear us apart. Hold fast to that which we know, which is good.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Matt Nair on air. This shouldn't be a thing.
Hot Dr. Pepper is the hottest holiday drink, but is it any good?
Jane, I'd like to answer that question.
Yes.
No. Have you ever had a hot soda in your life?
Yes, they're terrible. You can also do apparently 80% eggnog and 20% Dr. Pepper.
Get out of my country.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody, join us next time as we will preview the inauguration of the Wisconsin State Senate and Wisconsin State Assembly and look forward to what's ahead in 2025. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays noon till 2.
I don't know.
All right, welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Again, Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk are saying America needs more tiger moms for the sake of our kids and for the sake of, you know, major businesses in this country. The American children aren't educated enough. And so these very same people who are opposed to immigrants coming into this country, you got to send them back. But we want, you know, those who are qualified. That's, you know, we're going to bring them in, you know. And so that's what this is, because, you know, tech giants like Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk need to have, you know, people who will be able to help their businesses grow. And so they want them in, you know. But anybody else, no. And so the problem, one of the major problems with that is, you know, yeah, you need those people with those technical skills, but, you know, the produce, the farmers, who 50% of the people who work their fields are illegal immigrants, you need them as well. Let's go to David from Mequon. Good morning to you, David. You say what?
Good morning, Earl. Thank you for taking my call. If you look at just getting back to the school end of things, if you look at the Ramirez family, you know, they recently purchased Cardinal Stretch, and they had a groundbreaking, which I was actually attended back in October, you know, last year, and they're doing $100 million.
I know, I'm aware.
Campus. And at the end of the day, if you look at what the Ramirez family is doing and what they have done and what they're trying to do, and they are in the top 1% academically in the state of Wisconsin as far as their schools, what they're educating their kids and what have you, I think that that's what we should be all striving for. And we should be following, you know, people that are successful, that are willing to teach any type of kid, doesn't matter what color they are, what religion they are, as long as we can get them the education that is, because that's ultimately what is going to help those individuals succeed later in life, is by getting an outstanding education.
Hey David, you know,
and if you look at the state, if you look at the state of Wisconsin, they just lowered all the standards, so it looks better for the kids.
Hey, David, you know they can. They're not mandated. They're not mandated by law to educate all children. And even though you talk about the greatness of what they are doing, they can pick and choose who stays. Public schools can't, David. You can't dismiss that.
He's not picking and choosing.
David. They get, if people don't meet the standard, the parents and the children, they're released, like there are in most of those schools, David.
So do me a favor, Earl. Why don't you reach out to the Ramirez Foundation?
Hey David. Let me say this to you. It's the same. It doesn't matter. most of those private schools, they're following the same pattern as many others. Hang on. Let's bring Cassandra from Middleton in. Good morning to you, Cassandra. You say what?
Hi, Earl. Thanks for taking my call. I would like to pick up where Mike left off a few moments ago. One thing that I don't agree with concerning Tiger Moms and Vivek Ramaswamy's statement is that we have to buy into this argument that all talent is concentrated in one group of people.
Right.
And I truly don't believe that. I believe talent is widely dispersed. I believe that there are excellent STEM engineers who are Americans. There could be excellent STEM engineers in Nigeria,
yes,
the UK, all over the globe. So, and that's one issue that I have with the H-1B visa. 72% of the visa should not be appointed to just one ethnic group. That's just my personal opinion. People might disagree because I do believe that talent is widely dispersed. But what I wanted to talk about with bring up with Mike and reinforce his idea, because I am in education, and that is, the education model has shifted. It is no longer a learning model, and I hate to say this, but we have adopted a business model where, and I recall this quite succinctly, my first teaching job, and the dean set me down and she told it to me straight. She said that we follow the business model. The student is the consumer, and the consumer is always right. So we have to move away from that business model. And Earl, as you know, you and I are roughly around the same age, give or take a few years.
A century.
If you think about
a decade, not a century, a decade. But anyway, go ahead.
If you think about your formative years as a student, we did not have to bear a lot of the problems that our students are facing.
That's
today.
True.
I can't recall a community resource officer or whatever they're calling it in my school.
No.
I don't remember walking through
metal detectors.
A metal detector.
Didn't happen.
And checking for weapons.
Didn't happen.
I don't remember practicing for a gun shooting. We did fire drills. I remember that.
We did nuclear weapons. we were concerned about nuclear holocaust. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, so and I spoke about this with Sandy. We have our schools are under resourced. And we're asking them to do more with far less. And because of that, the curriculum has changed. And we are just not serving our students. And so if we are going to compete globally, and which we can, we're going to have to answer some very tough questions about number one, what is it that students should know when they walk into the classroom?
So Cassandra, so David's point that the private school is doing much better than the public school, and so, you know, as if that's the answer.
You know what? I don't believe that. I don't believe, you know what? I believe in giving parents a choice. I cannot say to some parent, don't put your child in a private school, because I don't know what the situation is with that child. But we should be investing in public education. And here's the reason why. And it will return to my point about the Asian Tiger Moms. I educate the sons and daughters of the Tiger Moms. And in class, they are very diligent students, no doubt about that. But what they have not learned is how to socially interact with others around them. And so when they start jobs, are you aware that Vivek Ramaswamy and all of the Indians that are in the news, they're the outliers. Most of the Indians, they hit what is called the bamboo ceiling. They're stuck in these mid-level management positions, and they don't move up.
So, Cassandra, hang on a second. David, you want to respond to Cassandra?
Yes. If you look at the referendums that have been passed, the city of Milwaukee, around the state, there's been billions and billions of additional tax dollars that people voted for, in addition to what the normal tax rate is. The problem is this, is that a lot of kids today, unfortunately, are not getting educated because they're not even showing up to school. So if a kid is not showing up to school and you have high truancy rates, that leads to a domino effect of where that child is automatically falling behind because they're not in class. Or who knows what that kid is doing, but that is a huge problem.
Hey Dave, do you think that the social ramifications of a child, the way they live, where they live, the social conditions that they have to deal with on a daily basis has any bearing on educating the child?
Sure, there's some.
What do you mean some?
There is a bearing on it.
But that's a major bearing on it. You can't say that children who live in war zones, who are hungry, who struggle every day to keep their lights on and a roof over their heads, are going to be excelling in education, David. Doesn't make sense. It can't happen. In some instances, yes, but for the majority of them, it's not going to happen.
Well, you're giving excuses to not having these kids in school, where the parents have to be held accountable to make sure that their kid is even showing up to school. They're getting breakfast. They're getting lunch. They offer this. There's an incentive for
Hey, David, I can only tell you, as somebody who spent 12 years volunteering his time watching children come into the classroom setting and come to school unprepared because of the conditions that they live in. And so you want to say that's not a big deal. It's a major deal. As Cassandra said, my generation never had to deal with any of that. My generation, the teachers lived in the same community that I did. Those things matter. Cassandra, Dave, thank you very much for the call. Guys, hang on. 855-752-4842. We'll be coming right to you. It's a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Between all the holiday parties,
weekend tailgates,
and family get-togethers,
We've been overindulging a little more than usual over the holidays, but now we're starting the new year off on a healthier note by taking active liver supplements from New Nordic every day.
Active Liver contains a powerful blend of turmeric, milk thistle, and globe artichoke extract, all natural ingredients that help protect the liver so that it can protect you from toxins. It's like giving my body a daily detox. I've never felt better, and my energy is through the roof.
And my doctor is already impressed with how much better my numbers are looking. So if better health, more energy, and detoxing your body are some of your priorities this year, get Active Liver today and start the year off knowing you're giving your liver some well-deserved relief.
Active Liver is available in both tablets and as a delicious gummy. You can find Active Liver in stores at your local CVS or online at Amazon or NewNordicUSA.com.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. As 2024 comes to a close, we're taking our annual look back at the year that was, recapping our most read, most listened to, and most impactful stories of the year. If you're new to learning about the recombobulation area, this would be a great place to start to see what we're all about. This year, we covered the RNC in Milwaukee and the DNC in Chicago and broke stories that made national news along the way. We wrote about the fight for fair maps and covered elections in the state legislature like no one else. I wrote opinion columns and feature stories and conducted extended sit-down interviews like one with Senator Tammy Baldwin. I hosted podcasts and radio shows and, of course, joined the Civic Media Network, where you've heard me all over the airwaves for the last few months. This last year was discombobulating at times, but we did our best to make sense of it all, and we've got a whole lot more recombobulation in store for the year ahead in 2025.
Find all of Dan's work at the Recombobulation Area and on our website at civicmedia.us. The Buzz of the North, 910 AM WBZH.
I was born and raised down in Alabama on a farm way back up in the woods. I was so ragged that folks used to call me Patches. Papa used to tease me about it, cause deep down inside he was hurt cause he'd done all he could. My papa was a great old man. I can see him with a shovel in his hand. See, education he never had. He did wonders when the times got bad. The little money from the crops he raised barely paid the bills we made. Old life had kicked him down to the ground. When he tried to get up, life would kick him back down. One day, papa called me to his dying bed. Put his hands on my shoulder, then in tears he said, Patches, I'm depending on you, son, to pull the family through. My son, it's all left up to you.
All right, and welcome back to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 855-752-4842. That's 855-752-4842. Let's go right back to the phone lines and Jack from Merrimack. Hey, good morning to you, Jack. You say what, sir? Happy New Year.
Good morning. Yeah, Happy New Year, and thanks for taking my call, Earl. You may not know my background.
I know you're an educator.
I'm a retired.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a retired teacher. Taught for over 40 years at grade levels from sixth grade up through university level. My master's is in chemistry and science education. And here's my experience with private schools. One of the private schools I taught at, I had chemistry classes. I was teaching some kids that had special needs in those classes. And I looked around to try to find someone on the staff who could give them specific help with their particular problems. When I found people that actually had preparation in those special ed areas and went to the administration, I said, look, these people need help. Can they, you know, they should be coming in to see these teachers who have the background. And they said, Their attitude was, oh, I'm sorry, this is a private school. We cannot afford to do that. Now, these are people that were actually on the staff, but they basically school choice for them was they're choosing who to educate.
Right. Yes.
The other thing, which in my opinion was even worse, is this. I was teaching, again, several chemistry classes, and the administration called me in and said, look, we need these kids to have better grades in your classes. Now, at that point, I had been teaching for about 15, 17 years, something like that. And I knew what standards that they should have, and you know, not to mention my academic background, of course, in order to really be considered at least adequate in my science area. And I said, well, I've done this with these kids, and I've done this, and you know, some of them aren't coming in to get the extra help, even though I'm staying after school. And the administrative attitude was, but this is a college prep institution. They need to have better grades. Well, there were two things that I did. one of which was, I took a look at the average grade point of all the kids in my classes. I made an average. It was 2/10 of a grade point higher than a very highly technical science classes that they were taking. So there was really no significant difference between their overall grades and what they were getting in my class. But I was being put under pressure to somehow make those grades better. When I was called in the second and third time, I finally said, I cannot do this, and I resigned. It's the only teaching job I have ever resigned from. But when you talk about grades and you talk about how well some of these kids are doing in private schools, there's grade inflation there, believe me.
Hey, Jack, I wish I had more time. Thank you very much for the call. Tom from West Dallas. Tom, go ahead, sir.
Hey there, thank you for taking my call. I have lots to say, but don't have time to say it. So please bring this up with Sandy tomorrow. I guess the main point I'm going to say is, you know, the Republicans are all talking about how bad kids are doing and all this stuff, but yet they look what they did to the UW system. We used to have one of the top 10 universities in the country, and now we're down in the mid to lower teens. That's thanks to Scott Walker. With school too, schools are not, they're only worried about testing and grades. They're not worried about the actual student. There are students who are not bound for college, but no longer do they offer any type of tech.
That's
any
true.
Type of woodworking, metalworking. They did that when I was in high school. They did that when I was in middle school. We had industrial arts, and we would cut little...
You're aging yourself, Tom. I had the exact same thing. I wish I had more time, man. Thank you for the call. I will bring it up with Sandy tomorrow. We'll continue the conversation. Thank you. Ann from Chippewa Falls. Ann, go ahead.
Yes, I agree with your callers. We can't put all these kids in one box. When you're socially, emotionally low income, these kids have no prior knowledge when they come to school. And we're putting them all in one box. These are your standards. Everybody has to get there. And it's push, push, push. These kids need to be allowed to play and socialize and grow on where they're at. We cannot be pushing. And as far as CJ and this man that didn't know math, well, you know what? I bet he wasn't college bound educated either.
Hey, Ann. And I wish I had more time. We'll continue it on tomorrow with Sandy Williams. Thank all of you who made the show go. Sorry I couldn't get to everybody, but tomorrow we'll bring it back up. Up next, Jane Matinere, Greg Bot, Calvin, thank you as always. Thank you for listening to a Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show. I shed in tears, but my daddy's voice kept me through the years. Saying, Patches, I'm dependent on your son. The blood found me through. My son, it's all left up.
You're listening to the Buzz of the North, WBZH, Hayward's home for Up North News Radio.
Pat Kreitlow. Monday morning, a discussion on how progressives shouldn't just focus on a better election year message. They need a better year-round media structure.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is the Buzz of the North. WBZH 910 AM, W245 CT Hayward, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. More than 200 vehicle crashes in Virginia Sunday afternoon. In Kansas, over 1,000 cars stranded on the road after snowfall trapped them on the interstate. The weather system that brought snow and ice to the lower Midwest and plains is now over the East Coast, including Washington, D.C. ABC Stephen Portnoy says even though it's a snow day there for most federal workers, those in Congress have an important job to do.
Members of the House and Senate will traipse through the snow as they make their way to the joint session. The process will have Vice President Harris overseeing the count and announcing that Donald Trump has defeated her. It's a duty Al Gore similarly performed after his loss to George W. Bush 24 years ago. Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act in 2022 to clarify the vice president's role as strictly ministerial. She has no power to set aside a state's electoral votes.
Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is set to speak less than an hour from now. Most expect him to announce he is stepping down. This is ABC News.
I'm James Kelly.